Another side to good health, and that's good mental health.
We're here at the second U.S. Adaptive Open, but I totally get it. The drive here was beautiful. Vibes around Pinehurst, like, I totally get it. This course is immaculate. The people here are obsessed with golf.
That's the thing. It feels like we're in The Sims or, like, The Truman Show. Yeah. Every single person is here for golf.
Yeah.
And that is the opposite of how the
They've
normal world...
They've all been programmed.
We're just surrounded by NPCs. Golf NPCs.
AI-generated humans.
Yeah, ChatGPT drew this one up nicely. It is funny, though. It's and you get that at all resorts, but... And to be fair, we got in at... Was it 12:30 last night?
Right.
Under cover of darkness.
Yes.
So we haven't actually...
We haven't fully explored it. Yeah.
Got to put on our scouting glasses, but...
But on the drive here, the five-minute drive here...
You could feel it in the air, though. Like
absolutely.
Like, the energy is abuzz.
Absolutely. Even from... we were sitting earlier in the media tent, like the homes around here. I got to imagine it's, you know, obviously like prime viewing, you know,
right,
on any given day. But like the fact that there's a major championship here, all of these homes are lined with people sitting in their yards watching.
In their little chairs.
They're fully torqued.
They got the USGA flags out.
Yeah.
These homes are nice too.
Yeah, they're very, very nice.
Yeah. What's your ideal house?
Oh, that's a great question. I live in Southern California. I really enjoy Spanish style homes,
Spanish roof, like
corridor, outdoor corridor.
You like the clay
yes.
shingles.
Clay shingles. Give me that. Yeah. Give me the painted tiles.
A chiminea in the backyard.
A chiminea. Absolutely. Great callback. I even love like the archways in interior
right.
archways.
Yeah. It is really beautiful. I've also heard you say on numerous occasions that you want a native desert garden.
Yes.
Out front of your house.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think
that's so cool.
There's a bunch of cacti and
lots of cacti. Give me a faux skull.
Yeah.
Make it faux, because I don't want no spirits of that animal coming back and shitting in my lawn.
But that's a good thing. Like you want your home to project some violence.
Yeah.
Don't walk around too freely because you might get poked.
Exactly. Yeah. Like think twice before you come up in here.
Exactly.
I'm still probably gonna have a beware of dog sign up.
Yeah.
Though it'll be Honey, you know, and she's a sweetheart. But
she's a peanut.
She is a noodle tube of a dog.
Yeah. She's like a little kidney bean.
Exactly. But yeah, no, I want a little element of danger when you approach my house.
Right. Like tread carefully.
Yes.
You know what would be fun is I love stepping stones over water.
Mm.
That's one of my favorite aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love the Japanese house kind of aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I think it would be fun to have stepping stones over water leading up to a home. But one of the stepping stones is a booby trap.
Yes.
And you
have to guess.
You have to guess which one it is.
Yeah.
Only I know. And
exactly.
You know, regular visitors. But
so if you're an Uber Eats driver,
yeah. If you're an Uber Eats driver,
you're
like,
screwed.
Beware.
You have to leave it in the notes.
I might leave it in the notes.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I have a dinner party, like bring a change of clothes
because
you might get soaked.
Yeah. It's a hazing ritual.
Yes.
Actually.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is that your style of home of choice?
It's honestly so hard for me to truly envision because I still have no idea where I'm gonna live.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah,
I you know what is an intention of mine for this next year is to solidify some of my home desires.
Mm.
I love architecture.
Yeah, I'm a
big architecture fan generally, but I haven't yet pinpointed like this is my style of dream home.
Got you.
I love modern stuff. I love mid-century, but I do love the Japanese aesthetic.
It is so beautiful. Yeah.
There's a really cool combination of like Japanese and Scandinavian kind of aesthetic, like super
really?
Minimal. I love it. A lot of like wood paneling and slats and like lots of light. I love that.
That tracks.
Yeah.
That fits you. It's very suiting. Yeah.
How so?
Because you don't quite have an old soul, but... But you got some earth to you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Earth.
And an exposed wooden panel anything interiorly feels like warm and cozy, like one of your hugs.
Oh, that's so nice. That's nice.
That tracks.
What's your element? What's your earth element?
Fire?
Like, earth, wind, fire.
Yeah.
Water.
Verdeen white? What? I feel like I just resonate with earth.
Yeah.
Earth.
You are so grounded.
Yeah.
Got that ass.
I do. It keeps me low.
Yeah.
Low center of gravity.
Hard to tackle.
Yeah. Yeah, like I enjoy like taking my shoes off and putting my feet in the dirt and in the grass and the feeling grounded. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great question. Yeah. What about you?
Me too.
Yeah.
Earth. I feel earthy.
One of my biggest fears
is water.
Yeah. Drowning.
Yeah.
Fire hurts. Oxygen, the air we breathe is essential, but I wouldn't consider myself like an airy.
I also hate the wind.
It sucks.
Wind, in my opinion, is the scariest natural.
Oh yeah.
Disaster
by far.
Or you know
by far.
Because wind creates forest fires.
And wind will pick your ass up. And it'll take you somewhere away. You don't want to be.
It'll pluck
you. It can pick your whole existence up.
Your entire
home.
Your mortal. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything you own. That's scary as fuck.
Super scary.
And you can't put it out. You can't put wind out.
You can't put wind out. How do you put wind out?
You can put fire out.
You can soak up water. You can, I don't know, explode the earth.
Right, right.
How do you
can't put wind
what
out.
What do you do
you
to
don't.
Wind?
You don't. That's the thing. That's
you
why it's so scary.
You can't use like a vacuum.
Mm-mm. You can't suck it back in. Once it gets going, it's on its own.
Pandora's box only opens.
Right.
It doesn't
you
close.
Can't put Pandora back in the box.
You can't put Pandora back in the box.
Yeah, no. Wind is wild.
To connect the house question to golf, if you could have a second home, like you live in LA, but you have a second home that is connected to a golf environment,
yeah,
like climate, where would you want that home to be?
Oh,
do you think?
This is so group golf therapy of me, but I would want to own a home in Willingboro.
Oh, yeah.
right on Country Club Drive, dead ass.
Where you grew up.
Yeah, seriously.
There's a Country Club Drive in Willingboro?
Yeah. And that's, that. It's like the main street through the housing development is called Country Club. So Country Club Drive is just like the main street through it. And then, you know, you turn off and you're in the golf course, property. But yeah, I would want to own a home right there. I just think it's so cool, like, and I would want the backyard to be on a fairway,
right?
Because
so you can go out
I enjoy
and hit a shot at night barefoot.
Exactly. And if I'm not playing that day, just sit out back and talk shit to the golfers that go by. Yeah, because that's what I do with the old guys that sit out there now.
You know what's really frustrating to me is property owners who live on a golf course and get mad about golf balls coming into their...
Oh, yeah.
You chose to live on a golf course.
You picked it. Nobody told you to live here.
Right. Would you put a net up?
I think I'd have something up. Yeah. Like how they do in Florida. They have, like, those gator nets. Yeah. I'd have a gator net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You went way more specific than I was expecting. I meant, like, desert, mountain.
Oh,
like, you're like Willingboro, New Jersey, Country Club Drive.
Right.
83 Country Club
83
Drive.
83 Country Club Drive.
I love it though.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, no, it just transports me home. And that's yeah.
I like that.
Same question.
Scotland. I envision like
ooh.
my romantic moody vision is just having like a fucking stone cottage.
Yeah.
Right
surrounded
off.
By acres and acres of farmland.
Farmland or like on the ocean.
Oh yeah,
like
that
on
scares
a,
me.
On
but
a,
yeah, I would come visit.
Sure, but like, I love watching a storm roll in.
Ooh,
on the water.
Yeah,
on the ocean, not in the water. I don't want to be on a boat.
Right, right, right.
But like near it,
seeing it off in the distance,
seeing it come in.
Yeah,
that is one of the great pleasures of my life.
Mm.
Sitting, seeing a storm.
So you've experienced that before?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I grew up camping a ton, and we would go, you know, like we would spend time in like valleys where you can hear a storm many miles away and you can see it coming in. And that's just like, that is peace.
And it probably echoes off of whatever.
Sonorous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cacophonous.
Cacophonous.
That is so, but the Scotland thing, obviously the golf is incredible. I have family over there. I have roots over there. But yeah, I just have this romantic, not so practical, but romantic vision of just like holing up in a tiny stone cottage on a golf course, writing my memoir.
I can see you making tea every morning.
Tea every morning.
In a tiny cup, too.
No beans.
For some reason.
No beans, though.
No beans?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go beans?
I wouldn't go beans.
Okay. But I see you in a cable knit sweater.
Exactly.
Making a tiny cup of tea every morning.
Right.
And watching the storm roll in.
Smoking some fish.
Yes.
Like having, you know what I really want to in that exact scenario is a hearth, a massive hearth.
A big hearth.
And I'm making soup in that.
You're making everything in that thing.
I'm cooking over the hearth.
You have your water boiling for your tea in one, on like one hook.
Yes.
Your fish going. And then you're also just like roasting some tomatoes and
or like
root
a
vegetables.
Whole, a whole bird as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
And then
the bird
like,
goes outside though for some reason. Like you'll do like
yes, exactly.
You'll do the fish inside, but the bird.
The
outside.
Bird is outside.
Exactly.
It's an outdoor bird.
Outdoor hearth.
Outdoor hearth. Hearth.
Hearth.
Hearth.
Hearth.
Hearth. Hearth. And then just dip out every once in a while for you know a casual four holes of golf.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about links courses too is because they're shaped like a pencil. You go out and back. If you're on the turn, like literally, that's why it's called the turn.
Right.
It's because you go out for nine holes, you turn, and you come back. If your house is out by the turn, you get like a three-hole stretch of 8, 9, 10, 11 or something like that.
So that's where you would want to place the home.
I would want to be right there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. In the center of the turn or, you know, right off
right.
to the side.
And like just tell the course or like there's an understanding like look I don't want much I'm gonna be right here I'm gonna dip in dip out
I don't even need to play the whole thing
right exactly
just give me these four holes
and
I'm a happy
whenever
man.
I want
and I will hearth cook you some birds
when you come by the crib just know I'm gonna have something set out for you. It's gonna be covered in tinfoil. Come and grab it, do your thing.
Actually, and to that point, that would be an incredible thing as well. Is I'm a huge fan of the snack shack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the snack shack in golf is one of my favorite like institutions in capital G golf.
Mm.
I would love to build my own snack shack.
What would you stock in it?
Connor's Hut.
That is, because some snack shacks don't be hidden.
No, they don't.
But
I think there are ones that do.
Yeah.
It's one of the many reasons I want to go play golf in Japan.
Yeah.
Because they do turn food the right way. They sit down and have a full meal in between nine holes.
Yes.
And I think that's interesting. I don't know that I would love it every time, but it is interesting.
Right. Like when I would go and visit this, you know, specific course, knowing that after nine, I get 20 whole minutes to eat a meal.
Oh, it's more than that.
Yeah.
They take like an hour and eat fucking lunch.
Yeah. I will let every group behind me go.
Yeah.
So I can eat.
So I would want that. You know what? In my turn shack, I would want at least three good soups. Soup is an underrated golf food.
Yeah.
Because it's portable. You just put it in a cup.
Liquid.
And they do that in Scotland. Sometimes they'll have like little like pots of stews that you just throw in a styrofoam cup.
I'm learning so much about golf food right now.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I would have a couple... an array of stews or soups. I'm a big trail mix fan. I know you are as well.
Yes, love trail mix.
I love Gorp. So I would have the good old raisins and peanuts on deck.
Cashews the hell out of me.
Wasabi peas.
Ooh.
I like
in
wasabi.
The trail mix or on the side?
No, on side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like,
they got to be their own entity.
I love a bar mix too.
Yeah.
So I would have that for anyone who just wants to like kick it and hang.
With a metal scooper.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Styrofoam cup. Sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that this is in Scotland, so I'm not going to go like crazy. Like I want just like good hearty stick to your bones food because most of the weather is, you know, it requires that.
Yes.
Like you want something.
You want something warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want something that is going to fill every orifice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I probably said that at the same time.
I knew where you were going.
You know where I was going.
Just like you know our ums.
Yes.
I know when you're about to say something.
I was actually thinking about that. It made me very happy to share that with you guys. Joey Lange, who's a listener, he's a dink.
He's a dink.
He sent me an Instagram DM after we put out that episode, and he was like trying to clarify what I meant by saying I could see your ums. He was like, "Do you mean the vocal
like the
track,
spike?
Like on a track when you're editing?" I was like, "Yes, that's exactly what I mean. I see the amplitude of your
exactly,
ums."
Right. Exactly.
He was like, "You should give an as a visualization as a gift to Bradford and
that's
Drew."
That's so funny.
Which I think is so good.
That is so funny.
And then I was like, what if I take it a step further and I get
frame it.
I get each of y'all's yatted on me.
That is the ultimate show of love. That is the ultimate.
I got your voice etched on my body.
I would have to get something etched in return.
I don't know that I would want it to be an but you, one of you guys saying a word.
Yeah.
The visualization of that etched like a fishbone kind of. I think that would be really, really cool.
And in return, I would just get Dennis.
Dennis.
I would just get Dennis tatted on me.
A police sketch of Dennis. Yeah.
Subject is 1'3", purple.
He's 2 inches tall. Flaming hair. But it begs the question, what word would you want me to say into a microphone that you would get tattooed?
Curious.
Curious?
Yes.
Why?
It's a word that I picked up on you asking a lot, like when we first started this podcast. I loved the way that you weaved the word curious into your question to the guest.
I don't know what you mean.
Like, trying to think of like a very specific example, but just like when you're inquiring about something that they've just said, you want to unpack it, you want to pull on the thread a little bit, your angle in is curiosity.
Mm.
And I like how you.
But I use that in the question.
Yeah. Like I'm curious as to how you got to that thing.
Gotcha.
I'm curious as to what made you go there.
Okay.
Curiosity is so important to what we do.
For sure.
And like certainly like on the podcast, but also interviewing, it just opens the doors of possibility for like your guests' answer, your interviewees' answer. And it's like such a There's a lot of room for, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, when you lead with curiosity, you can take the conversation anywhere. And it's something I appreciate about what you ask or how you ask and like how you interview. And, it's also like it made an impact on me and how I interview. So I learned that from you.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So curious
the
is
club.
The word. Got this man crying in the club.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, even when I'm, you know, not doing group golf therapy, like when I'm talking to people, you know, I think about that word often. When I'm shooting Bradford plays, I think about that word often.
Yeah.
Because it's just at the heart of what we do.
Definitely.
On this side of the microphone, you know?
I remember us having that conversation very directly when we were, it might have been one of our first Shrinks Only episodes, like, you know, episode 4 or something like that. We were talking about curiosity and ignorance, and I think is something that came out.
I gotta run that back.
Yeah, it's something that came out in, I remember like Ted Lasso did a bunch of stuff around that too, and it's something that certainly applies to what we do, but it's okay to not know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Or maybe not know what you're talking about, but like, it's okay to admit that you don't know something.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people, particularly in the interviewer's chair or people in media generally, you want to appear that you know everything.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that
it's how you eat.
Yeah, totally.
You know,
you have a take on something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you have thoughts on something, and you know it, and you have conviction around it. And it's something, frankly, that like grinds my gears around in media and culture. I know everything.
Yeah.
And I think there's something really beautiful about ignorance.
Yeah.
And being open to learning something from, and that's the whole point of interviewing, is you're asking a question that you should not know the answer to.
Exactly. Exactly. Like when I'm asking questions, I genuinely want to know.
I want to know what you think.
I want to know.
Yeah. I want to know
even
your story.
Even if it's a one-word answer.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But like, I walk away from that question, that interview, that session, knowing you better.
Yeah.
And feeling fulfilled that I even asked it. You know, yeah. That I tried.
Yeah.
I tried to gain some knowledge. I tried to cultivate some life experience from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And through so doing, you're the conduit of that information to people who listen to
them. Exactly. Thing. Exactly. So it's really interesting having this conversation because we recently interviewed Henny.
Yeah.
Who is famously goated.
Yeah. With the sauce.
Toward the end, she was like, oh, like, I feel bad. Like, I didn't get to ask you guys any questions. Like, I want to learn about you.
Right.
Which we absolutely should do. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
But I have a trillion questions I want to ask her.
Yeah.
About how, you know, we do the show, about
yeah.
on camera stuff that I've done. Like, give me everything. I'm an open book. I'm a sponge. Pour into me.
Well, I think that even extends into, and again, this is why I love doing the shrinks only conversations with you and Drew, is because they're, when we're in an interview setting where we're interviewing one person, I love those and we get to pull so much information out of people, but like, we don't get to have the conversation and learn about each other as much as I would like. So that's why the shrinks only conversations are so valuable.
So valuable. Yeah.
We just get to, learn about each other, because that's still happening too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're figuring each other out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, even though we are literal best friends.
Yeah.
Like,
the pieces are still coming together.
Yeah.
And that's what's so delicious about this relationship.
Everything you said. Absolutely. I think about that sometimes too. Like,
yeah.
We're actually still getting to know each other.
100%.
But like, I'm still obsessed with you guys.
I know. It's really special.
I love you guys, man. I love you too.
Yeah. Not to cut us short, because I'm loving this.
Yeah.
And I want to do it all the
time.
And
it was totally unplanned.
And totally unplanned.
I think we picked up these mics as a joke.
As a joke.
And then you just eventually pressed record.
And we're going.
Yeah.
We are about to go, I think, with our subject, Greg from the USGA.
Yes. Shout out to the USGA. Shout out to Greg.
Shout out to Cisco for bringing us down here too.
Yes. We appreciate you. We love you. Whole team at Cisco taking care of us. Pinehurst, number 6. Beautiful. It is muggy.
It is muggy.
It is, you can probably
hear
it.
What do I say?
Oh, you say? Connor says this type of humidity is like walking around in a mouth. And I don't think I've ever heard anything funnier than that. To describe humidity,
it might be my best joke.
It is your best joke. It is the best joke. It is everything. I'm so upset with you for saying, putting that combination of words, together. But yes, we are in the mouth of Pinehurst.
We're in the mouth.
Second annual U.S. Adaptive Open. I'm excited. I'm like blown away.
Right.
Blown away by all of this.
And I'll say, it's so funny, we haven't even, like, the tournament has not begun, we're still in practice round situation. We know from experience, going to professional golf events is not always the best way to see golf happen.
Correct.
I have never felt more excited to see golf shots happen
than I do
right now.
Yeah.
Because there are so many different ways to get around a golf course.
Yes.
We're getting to witness so many of them right here this week. Like, I just, from a curiosity standpoint.
Yes, exactly.
I am so interested to see, like, the best golfers in the world play and see how they get around the golf course.
Yes. And just from watching some of them warm up on the range.
Dialed.
All of them. Jesus. Dialed. I would get my ass kicked out here. And actually, everyone listening too would get the ass kicked out here. Yeah. This is a major championship. So, major players. That guy looks like Casey Bannon on an off day.
I wonder if he has an amazing feet.
Not at all. No one has amazing feet like Casey Bannon. Shout out to you.
Unbelievable feet.
Unreal feet. Okay. That is all from us because we're talking about feet.
Signing off. No free feet content.
None.
None.
Love you.
I love you.
I love you.
This was really fun.
It was.
All right. Now let's go make some cake.
Let's get it. Bye, Dinks.
Bye, Dinks.